With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. A bipartisan group of Montana's top elected officials today condemned a series of anti-Semitic online attacks happening in Whitefish. U.S. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines, along with Congressman Ryan Zinke, Governor Steve Bullock, and Attorney General Tim Fox, released a joint statement saying that groups with anti-Semitic views will, quote, find no safe haven here. U.S. Senator Steve Daines.
Any demonstration or threat of intimidation against any Montanan's religious liberty will not be tolerated.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes also today condemned the online harassment of more than a half dozen Flathead County residents. A neo-Nazi website called for a, quote, troll storm 2 weeks ago in retaliation for what it says were some Whitefish residents bothering the family of Richard Spencer, an outspoken white supremacist and part-time Whitefish resident. Great Falls State Senator Mary Sheehy Moe says she plans to resign from the legislature in late January to help her daughter care for her infant triplets. Sheehy Moe wrote a letter to her constituents saying as much. She's timing her departure shortly before the Cascade County Democratic Central Committee is scheduled to meet. The committee will move forward the names of three candidates to the Cascade County Commission, which will choose Sheehy Moe's replacement. Sheehy Moe says Montana law does not allow a legislator who resigns to serve until a replacement is sworn in. Sheehy Moe says her triplet grandchildren were born prematurely and remain in a neonatal intensive care unit, but may be ready to come home by late February. Another Democratic state lawmaker wants their state party's nomination for Montana's lone U.S. House seat. Edward O'Brien reports.
Great Falls State Representative Casey Schreiner Monday announced his intent to seek the Democratic Party's nomination for Montana's at-large congressional seat. Schreiner wants to replace Republican U.S. Congressman Ryan Zinke, who's been nominated to become President-elect Donald Trump's Interior Secretary. Schreiner's 34 years old and heads the Montana State Workforce Innovation Board. The husband and father of two says of all the candidates who want to replace Zinke, he's best positioned to connect with Montana voters.
Teresa and I make less than $100,000 a year between the two of us. We got a mortgage, you know, we got medical bills. You know, we're fighting to keep food on the table and pay the bills and save a little bit for retirement. That's what everyday Montanans are going through. And I just feel like we're missing that voice.
Democratic State Representative Amanda Curtis of Butte says she may be interested in replacing Congressman Zinke. Curtis ran unsuccessfully against Senator Steve Daines for a U.S. Senate seat back in 2014. Casey Schreiner, the newly elected state House Minority Whip, says he respects Curtis.
But we've already had her run for statewide election, and it didn't pan out for a number of reasons, and I think it's time for us to have others step up.
At least half a dozen Republicans have also expressed interest in being the GOP's nominee. They include state lawmakers Daniel Zolnikov of Billings, Scott Sales of Bozeman, Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, Corvallis resident Gary Carlson, and District Judge Russell Fagg of Billings. Bozeman businessman Eugene Graft IV has also thrown his hat into the ring. Montana's special election date has not yet been set. State law says it's up to the governor to do that, and the date must be between 85 and 100 days after Montana's congressman officially resigns his seat. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
High winds around Livingston have vehicles being detoured off Interstate 90 and through town. The detour began an hour ago, and the Montana Department of Transportation says they do not know when the detour will end. Commissioners from four north-central Montana counties have selected Liberty County Commissioner to replace Republican Senator Kristen Hansen of Haver, who resigned to take a job at the state auditor's office. The Haver Daily News reports commissioners from Cascade, Shoto, Hill, and Liberty counties met last week in Fort Benton and selected Russ Temple to serve Senate District 14. Hansen announced earlier this month she was resigning to take a position of chief legal counsel for incoming auditor Matt Rosendale. The 2017 legislature convenes on January 2nd. About half the residents of the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation are receiving bottled water after several water pipes broke last week. The Haver Daily News reports that as of this morning, the pipes have been repaired and pressure was being restored to the system. However, Interim Director of Tribal Water Resources, Dustin Wade, says it could be another 2 weeks or more before the 1,500 to 2,000 residents affected will be able to drink water from their faucets. The pipes broke on December 22nd. White says once water pressure is restored, water samples must be submitted to the Environmental Protection Agency to make sure the water is safe. White says those results are expected to be back on Friday. At that point, people will be able to use water for laundry and toilet flushing. Further testing will be needed to ensure that the water is safe for drinking. I'm Nate Hedgie, and this is Montana Public Radio. For more Montana news, visit mtpr.org.